Radio 98, Bob, you're on the air.
Good morning, Wayne.
Hello.
Wayne, I think your last caller, Susan, entirely missed the boat and totally misjudged the previous caller that seemed to have offended her. Central to her concern seemed to be what people were calling love, and she defined love as being sensitive to one another, to, you know, being patient, being kind.
Yeah, I thought she made a lot of sense, though.
Well, in that sense, yes, but wasn't that exactly the type of relationship that that woman was defining to you? The one who enjoyed pornography? She was talking about recognizing the needs of her husband, recognizing her own needs, recognizing the pleasure they get out of what they do, and sharing that pleasure. That, to me, is what a loving relationship is all about. You know, when I go to a movie, a normal movie with a plot and a theme and everything to it, I'm sure that the people that object to this wouldn't be saying, well, you have to, when you take your wife to a movie, pay all attention to your wife. You both get into the movie. You follow the plot. You share the trials and tribulations of the characters in the movie. And you go along with them. And then you've shared a common experience. And I'm sure that the sex works the same way as everything else in life works. And people constantly segregate sex as a human activity from all the others, and suddenly, when sex is involved, everything is taboo. And I think that's a very dangerous trend in our society. And I really cannot support groups like LSWAG or representatives like Judith Moses who are basically out after censorship. After all, she tried to define pornography as anything that involves violence, degradation, or children. And then, of course, she says, but of course, all the pornography she's seen contains violence, degradation, etc.
Yeah, well, I did mention that to her, if you heard that interview, and I thought she was very forthright and candid with me on a couple of points. Well, they certainly are concerned, as you well know, about what this does to the male who views this material, and I guess some of the more radical forms of it, I would imagine. But the thing that I've said, and I've said this to you before on the air, that I cannot understand, and I think Judith gave us a little bit better definition than I've had in the past, is the definition between hardcore, softcore, and erotica. I've always had trouble understanding the difference.
Well, how did she define the difference? I'm not sure I caught it.
Well, I described to her a movie where two consenting adults appear in front of the camera, perform intercourse, and that's it. And I said, where is the degradation or the violence there? And she, as I described it to her at least, wasn't able to come up with a specific.
Well, sure, because of the way you described it, she was left sort of holding the bag because she couldn't pinpoint something violent. But she sure went quick to the next one where she saw pickaxes and ropes and things like that in the background of a scene. You know, Wayne, have you ever considered having on your show...
But maybe that kind of thing is damaging, though.
Well, I don't believe that, and I don't think their own studies show that. I think they've taken their studies and misinterpreted them. You know, I think you should have sometime a sexologist or someone like that on your show who understands the nature of sexual relationships.
Okay.
Who can explain why people enjoy certain positions of submission, bondage, what the relationship is between pain and pleasure, because believe me, from the research I've done and the attitudes I hear expressed on open line talk shows and things like that, the number one thing that comes out of a lot of the arguments, particularly the fear arguments where everybody's really concerned about what other people are reading, is a tremendous ignorance about what sexuality is all about, why people enjoy the types of things they do, what the background of these people are, because it's nothing like what they seem to say it is once you get right into it to study it.
But do you think people who enjoy the bondage and the simulated or otherwise violence, do you think that is normal sexuality, or do you think that's abnormal to an extent?
Well, it's normal within the context of certain relationships or backgrounds of people, as I understand it. Now, I've seen guests on various talk shows like Phil Donahue and things like that, where they have had people like that explaining these things and how they explain the backgrounds. And the big thing about fantasy is that the so-called, quote, victim is always in control. That is when you are dealing with fantasy. When that is no longer the case, then you're dealing with reality, and instead of talking depiction, you're talking real, for example, real rape. But you know, one thing I wanted to bring to attention, I just read an...
Yeah, quickly, please.
Yeah, I just read an extremely offensive book, to me anyway. It's called Take Back the Night, Women on Pornography, and it has some 30-plus essays from various leading feminists, everyone from...
What is the thrust of the book?
Have you heard that rumor now that says that when men were asked if they wouldn't be caught, would they have a propensity to rape?
I remember that,
A fair percentage of them said yes.
Mm-hmm.
However, that has been totally misrepresented in the press, because I saw the exact question in their own book here and how it related to the experiment, and this I've never seen in the press. The actual question was, how likely are you to behave as this man did if you could be assured of not being caught and punished? Now, that question, as this man did, refers to two different variations of a sort of a bondage type theme sexual story that they gave two different control groups to read out of Penthouse magazine, remarkably. And what they discovered was they wrote the same story twice, one in which there was a little bit of violence, like what we might interpret as violence, say bondage, where the woman really enjoyed it, and the other in which there was none, but where there were some indications of it. And what they actually discovered was that in the case where the woman had pleasure at being, quote, mistreated, that was a sign of sexual excitement to the men. And the greater the judgment of the victim's pain, the greater their sexual excitement.
Bob, it's
this is the important point, Wayne. By contrast, the males who read the nonviolent version, the greater their perception of the victim's pain, the lower their sexual response. So you see, the violence has nothing to do with it. The consensuality does. Men will be turned on, yes, by a consensual relationship, and they are turned off by a non-consensual relationship. That's what that study actually said.
Okay, still a little difficult for me personally to relate to, but thank you for the call. We'll be back with more.
Wayne McLean wants to talk to you. The numbers.